You're listening to Safety Corner, powered by TCL and S1, for workers, by workers. Online and in-person health and safety programs and training available in 10-plus languages. Reach out to them at www.mys1.ca and DM them at my_S1 for more information.
Bon dia, Manny.
What's going on? I'm still having nightmares from the last show.
We're going to give you some more today.
Is it worse?
Way worse.
But it's fascinating. It's interesting. And I think anybody that's in construction and not paying attention to this, at least reading up on it or trying to figure out what's coming down the pipe, you are going to be left in the dark, man.
It's trying to plan, trying to see which direction we're heading in with the workforce, with society and how it's applying and what the future jobs are. You know, and the reason I put a lot of thought and time into this and doing the research and going through it is because it applies to the sector that I'm in, and B, you know, I want to keep up to date with where we're going because I have two little kids, right? And it'd be a shame that, you know, they spend 4 years or 5 years or 10 years in learning something and then you get out and you have no job.
I'm curious, Phil, when you're doing all this data, which is, I really appreciate, it's a lot of work. Do you kind of look over your shoulder sometimes while you're doing this data and see if anybody's watching, or do you have tape on your camera on your laptop?
They're staring right at me.
That's what I mean. And same with this thing, right? And even what's scarier, I had a cyber guy on the show one time. He goes, like, if you turn this off, it still doesn't matter.
No.
It still collects.
No, it's the only, these phones are only good to be at in the bottom of the garbage dump. It's Pandora's box, man. You know, some of my buddies, they ask me sometimes, like, Phil, how come your kids don't have smartphones? They're seven.
Your kids don't have?
Zero smartphones, zero tablets.
That makes sense.
They have better things to do than push buttons right now. There'll be enough times for them to push buttons.
When they become an adult, that's all.
Right?
Or tween? Is it tween? No. Adolescent.
I don't know where you're going with this, man.
No, when they become adolescents.
What is that, teenager?
Teenager. Mid-teenager.
Sure, whatever.
Then they can have a phone and a tablet and they can do whatever they want because they've got the mindset to make informed decisions, right?
Yeah, and hopefully that's what it comes down to, I think.
But it's parenting at that point. Well, parenting is not going on these days, including the construction industry.
People don't want to hear my opinion on parenting, man. But you know what? I'm very happy that my children have two amazing parents that love them very much and that are on the same page when it comes to their education. And
that's important.
You know? That is the most important part.
But you're right, though. Getting into post-sec school and what career option, that's got to be challenging for a young person to decide because you've got to think, are they thinking about the future?
I think that's what it comes down to, right? Like, you know, a doctor is a doctor. But what happens when you walk into a medical room and you get inside a machine and it fully scans you and it tells you exactly what your problems are and the machine dispenses some drugs for you?
That's scary.
You didn't need a doctor. Okay, please stick your arm in here. You stick your arm in there. It takes an X-ray. You're broken.
I know, but that's doctors great. Have been wrong and machines have been wrong and assessments have been wrong. And now you got a robot that could be wrong. They can't be perfect.
I don't know. It comes out to a trust level. Even with doctors, you have to trust your doctor, right? But even those like doctors these days, I have a hard time trusting them, right? But again, I don't know.
CES just happened, and did you see Consumer Electronics Show?
Mm-hmm.
All the humanoid partners, they're pushing that now. Have you seen that?
Manny, I like when you read my mind, man.
Oh, you got that in there too? They're still Chucky. They still look like Chucky to me, man. They're still creepy looking.
It has such a realistic silicone feeling.
They're still creepy looking.
And you're having sex with a doll.
They're still very much creepy looking. Holy cow. This is where you want to begin?
This is where we're going. Right? Because think about this. It's still an industry, and it's a $1 billion industry, the sex robotic industry. $1 billion. It's massive. The amount of development that is going into this research, right? Because it comes down to service. Service robots. Let's talk about some of these industries. So you have the sex industry.
Any kind of order you put this in, or is this actually?
No, I just threw them in.
Okay. All right.
You have the sex industry.
For robots.
There's an estimate that at least half the men by 2030 are going to be just having sex with robots.
By 2030?
Yeah. Some crazy stat like that. I don't know if it's true or not. That probably the company that sells sex robots let that stat out. But
you're going to be able to program different languages or accents or something?
I don't even think it's about languages, man. You know? Might be about positions. That's
messed up. Space colonization. That makes sense to me.
There's no electricians, no construction workers in space. How are they going to build these cities? These designers, and again, you can go far back to the 60s and the 70s and the ideas that they had and how they were going to do it, because this has all been thought out, right? So when Mars gets colonized, I think the question is when, not...
That'll happen in our lifetime.
Oh yeah, Elon Musk saying by 2030.
But it makes sense to use a robot instead of having the human factor, because I think that's the most dangerous factor.
Of course, but think of logistics too, right? You have to come up with processes, and this really plays into our construction now.
It does.
You have to come up with processes how you can build a structure and the infrastructure to maintain that structure, satellite communications, whatever it may be, water, irrigation, food, right? Shelter protects you from radiation on Mars. How are they going to build this? They're not going to have scaffolds and Occupational Health and Safety Act and construction workers and bricklayers. No, obviously not going to have any of that. So how are they going to do it? They talk about inflatable structures, and they talk about robots and having robots to go there. We have robots on Mars right now.
Yeah,
just driving around. They're driving around helicopters
with a camera on it. Yeah,
some will say that Mars is Mars and it's flat Earth, and Mars is really in north of Canada. If you really want to go down that rabbit hole,
I'm not a flat earther, right? I know that it's in the shape of an oval.
An oval.
The point is that you have to think about, as a business, okay, as a corporation, what is the best course of action regarding construction on Mars? How to build something that's not ever been built.
These are engineers, man. But
the human factor is the most dangerous component of that process.
Can you imagine how many ways you can die on Mars?
That's what I mean. Like a pinhole or something. Like the dangers are there. Yeah. A robot... We've got, like you said, you've got rovers that are traveling around there, beaten up by sandstorms or whatever is going on there. We don't know.
What they're planning to do is they send the spaceship there. They have some people on it, and it has a big, massive payload. And they drop the payload, and the payload starts working while they're in space.
Unfolds.
And it builds, and it does this, and the robots do that, and they control it from space with the remote controls and blah, 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 and AI. And away you go, man. You just built a whole town using robots, right? So they're developing that technology. Now, the question is, why can't we just apply it here?
It is being applied here.
Right.
Well, you got manufacturing next.
Right. So manufacturing and robot displacement of manufacturing. And this is where I think robots are displacing workers at the fastest rate.
I agree.
Right. We're talking about full destruction of the manufacturing sector. Full displacement.
You can go into a huge warehouse and everything's being done by automation.
Sure. Look at Amazon, man. Look at...
It's all there.
Videos. Don't worry. We'll see. And then you got the military, right? And the military is easily 10 to 15 years ahead of any technology we're using. Easily. Right? You think these guys don't have military robots? Some of the military robots that we're going to show here today, you're going to look at them and say, like, holy shit.
Right? You see that laser?
From the Helios or whatever it was called? Yeah.
Crazy, man.
You know, it'd be really crazy if you take that same laser that they've developed for a really long time and then just put it on an airplane and fly around and set things on fire.
Wait, but they did that in Hawaii and LA.
No, they didn't, man. Come on. That's ridiculous, Manny. That's climate change. Don't be an idiot.
It was only certain color homes that were being
hit. No.
Other color homes were not being hit.
Listen.
And palm trees were still surviving.
That's fire, crazy wild talk, fire. Manny. How the hell is that? Man. Climate change. And you know what? April 1st, don't forget to pay 20% more so we can stop it. Next.
Where's the Targets in Toronto? That's what I want to know. Okay, service.
Okay, all right. So now, we're talking about personal service industry, right? I have a robot that lives in my house and cleans, does everything.
Laundry, everything. Right?
And also has sex with, I guess. I don't know.
Oh, that Megan movie you were telling me about.
Megan, you haven't watched it yet?
I'm not on Netflix. I got no streaming services now. I'm completely cut off now.
Nice.
So I don't know. So anybody wants to talk to me about something? I'm like, I don't know what you're talking about. It's not in the theater. I didn't see it.
Ignorance is bliss, I guess. Right? So the service industry and, you know, like the robot walks my dog and the robot cuts my lawn and the robot cooks my food and the robot cleans my house and the robot does all the things that I don't want to do.
How far away are we from like replacing your husband, making a clone of your husband? Then your husband can go and hang out with the boys and then still be at home with his wife.
Man, you might be onto something, man.
I'm just saying.
you know. But let's watch this quick video again.
Manny 2.0.
This is not real. This is from a movie. Manny 2.0. What happens if he becomes a better version than you and then goes psycho and kills you, Manny? Well, then I knock out
Manny 2.0, and is that considered murder?
The first human to kill a robot?
I'm on trial for killing myself.
Who knows? This is definitely going to open up a lot of...
Am I a robot?
Yeah. A lot of ethical questions, man. Who knows?
Which movie was this from? I don't recognize this.
So, again, this comes back to the sex industry and the service industry. But, again... So,
before 2030, I'm not going to have a date. All right, fine.
Intimacy?
You mean for sex? Mm-hmm. You bought me a sex robot for our anniversary?
Yeah, well, Lila, she needed so sex...
Tyler Perry movie?
I have no clue.
And you and I are out of sync, so I thought maybe...
You thought you'd get me mechanical sex therapy without asking my permission?
Well, you would have said no.
Because it's insane and insulting.
Hello, John. I am touch activated. Although I'm only safe to you.
This is crazy. You're a robot, and I love my wife.
Your wife is the one who brought me here. Your wife wanted you to do this.
Wow.
Did you...
Yeah.
How was it?
It was good.
I can totally see it. Like, listen, the porn industry dictated on VHS over beta. Porn industry dictated on Blu-ray over DVD. Shit like that. The porn industry always dictates where the future is going to go.
I don't know about dictates, but one thing's for sure. You know, there are legal brothels. There is a massive sex industry, especially in Europe and stuff like that. And if I'm a brothel owner and I had 10 robots, you know, I'm still making money.
It's charging less or more?
Charge more.
Okay, I'm just trying
to... You know, I don't know.
I don't know.
But one thing's for sure. The sex industry, robots, the service industry, they're kind of hand in hand.
No, exactly.
Right?
I agree.
They're a little tight. Right? I get the robot to do all these things, plus this added feature, I guess.
Is virtual growing as fast as AI?
I don't know.
Because remember, they were launching...
Yeah, everything was virtual reality.
Their Google or whatever, all that shit.
You could buy land in virtual reality. NFTs, remember this?
And all that crap.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't know.
Took off, but maybe that's next.
Who knows? They might just...
The robots still look creepy to me. That's not a robot in that clip.
No, that's from a movie, right? But the question is, how far away are we from that?
A decade, you'll be like, what the...
Oh, so we're saying 10 years? That's over and under here?
You'll be questioning what the... That's a robot. I think you'll get much, much better.
Well, let's take a look at... And we're going to get into it today. The top robots right now. What they're doing and how they're using
them. Seriously, you found some?
Oh, man, I found all kinds of things. So, future of space robots. Autonomously assembling a 5-meter tower for sustainable construction space. So, this is just an example of some of these robotic arms and how they take a payload and assemble that payload and put it together on space.
Yeah.
Or in space.
I'm familiar
or
with another planet. And this makes sense. You get rid of the human factor. It makes sense.
Right? Robot brings scary. The payload. The other robot takes it. Boom. Right?
Such a shame that, you know, there was a point in the 80s and 90s that Canada and the Canada arm was such a valuable asset, and we never grew that industry to be even more valuable, and having Elon
talk with us. It's a robot arm, man. China would have beat us anyway.
I know, but we should have grown that technology. We should have grown that.
Remember Avril?
Yeah.
Space colonization, you know, workers are unavailable.
Makes
housing,
sense.
Logistic factors.
Makes sense.
Robots in this space are going to flourish, I guess.
Yes.
Right? Now let's take a look at manufacturing.
What's going on here?
I don't even have.
All right.
All right, we're back in.
Yeah, we've seen the auto industry like this for the longest time. I would say 25, 30 years we've been seeing it. Like
not with this level of technology.
But it started.
Right? Yeah. No, it started.
Basically,
definitely.
Goodbye to the United Auto Workers Union.
It's the worker, yeah. Right? So number one, worker displacement.
Yeah.
Right? That's what's happening in this sector. And what's the point of all these robots? Production metrics and cost savings. That's what it comes down to.
Listen, as a business owner, you've got an employee. You got to pay that employee's pension, their wage, if they have sick leave, mat leave, all that shit. And then you buy a robot. The upfront cost is so much greater.
Yeah.
But the back end cost.
We're talking about a lot of money.
Billions. Because, you're talking about billions that you will save if you don't hire a human.
Sure. 100%.
As a business owner, I'm buying Manny 2.0.
Sure. And the shareholders will love it for it. Oh, you're laying off a whole bunch of people? Fantastic. You're replacing with robots? Love it. Your stock's going up.
No HR complaints, no sick days,
nothing. No, 24 hours working, pumping out product.
Exactly. Right? 24 hour working.
And there's also a component here, like environmental concerns. If you're doubling your output, right, because the robots are working 24 hours, you're doubling your output. You know, all these products sooner or later are going to end up in the garbage, in a landfill. Even with these robots, with the high-end electronics, with the metals, with this, with that, they're going to end up somewhere.
They're going to design them to be dismantled and then reused.
You would like to think so.
Well, I'm just thinking about
how much technology has lithium. Ended up. How much technology? Man, we've been throwing out phones and technology that have gold in them. We throw them right in the garbage. Right? Now there's third world. Well, even here, they collect these phones and they dismantle them, take the gold out. Right? I think I saw something like 1,000 iPhones has something like 3 grams of gold or 4 grams of gold or something like that.
Seriously?
It might be even more. Yeah, you're looking at your phone, but it's just one.
I'm looking at a wedding ring.
You're going to marry Manny 2.0?
Manny 2.0 is going to get married. Manny 2.0 is going to go on the honeymoon.
Wow.
Yeah.
Fantastic. But yeah, so let's take a quick look at this one.
We all see this coming, and it makes sense.
Like, this is in China, man.
This makes sense. It's faster to build that car.
It does not make sense, Manny.
It makes sense for, I'm looking at it through the business owner, the corporation. It makes sense.
Yeah, yeah.
If I've got a human there and they get their arm stuck, there's an injury, I've got to pay a check, I got to pay out, there's an insurance claim. Makes sense.
And there's no safety, it's done.
Because it's programmed to not fail.
Again, it's still going to fail, whatever.
But it's not going to injure.
If there's no worker there,
there's no injury.
No one cares.
Injuries cost money. A car accident or a car default or there's a recall, that's all human-based. This is military.
So let's take a look at some of these military applications.
This is China?
Well, you sound so surprised.
No, are these the dogs, the fucking scary thing? Yeah, I've seen these dogs, man. Sure. Holy cow. And I'm a dog lover.
Let's take a look at this.
They look like Malamutes, like on steroids.
I've seen a lot of robots, and you know, I got a couple additional more videos, but this one that I'm about to show you might be the most advanced robot that they're working on right now. This is next gen stuff. And basically, it's a water-powered humanoid robot with synthetic organs and artificial muscles.
You talking about the black and white one on the left? This is a robot. That's a robot.
The one in black.
Yeah, walks like a black guy. It does.
Okay, look at the dexterity, the hands, the muscles. Look, that thing can't pick up a hammer.
That's a robot?
That's a robot, man.
That's an actual working robot.
Wait till you see this other one.
What the?
So this is China's military, right? But this is just what they're showing. Sure, throw a missile launcher on that. Throw some, you know, machine guns.
It's the walk. The walk is so
intimidating. It's just creepy, man. It's Terminator stuff. Yeah. That's what it is. Even for the military, you know, we're talking about the removal of soldiers. Look at the Ukraine war right now. Billions and billions and billions and billions of dollars. What are these guys using? Drones with little grenades on them and missiles. That's how they're taking out these tanks. That's how they're taking out people. That's how they're taking out trenches. It's just drones, swarms and swarms, right? And anybody who's watched Black Mirror.
I don't watch Black Mirror.
No, Manny, there's some crazy sci-fi stuff, man.
I don't watch it, right?
But
I just know that a lot of the money that went to Ukraine never went to Ukraine.
Yeah, don't worry. They're going to figure it out.
A certain individual got the contract to rebuild Ukraine, which is kind of interesting.
Yeah, don't worry, Manny.
Okay, so we all seen this guy, the tie wire. I got it.
All right, so this...
That makes sense to me.
Why?
No lower back injury, no injuries, no...
No workers.
No workers at all.
I'd rather take the risk of a lower back injury than be unemployed.
That will tie probably 10 times more efficient than a worker, than a human worker.
This robot...
Makes sense to me.
It doesn't to me, but people see it and think it's cool. It's amazing. Oh, great, great. Right? But
listen, my back was hurting when I recently saw guys tie the manually, not even with a gun. My back was hurting. Looking
at do it. More exercise. Work on your core.
It's still backbreaking work.
Sure, it is. Okay. It's right. Listen, I'm not knocking
it. I get it. I make sense. To me, it does. Hold on. Let's not to you, right?
Well, I'm trying to avoid this stuff, man. Right? And yeah, this is from what? The Concrete show this year?
I think it was at World of Concrete, yeah. Yeah.
I went last year in Vegas. It was really awesome.
Huge.
Yeah.
It's too big, man.
You got to try on the exoskeleton suit that allows you to move and stuff like that. So that was pretty cool. But yeah, I feel like construction projects are going to look like massive ant colonies where you just have them building and going and going and going and, you know.
And I go back to the corporations. Like I think the one line item that corporations do not like is the human line item.
Sure. Here, okay, so check this one though. This one's working already at a BMW production plant.
Okay. Man, they're scary.
Like, I think right now the biggest challenge for these robots is speed and dexterity. That's it.
But they're efficient, though.
Listen, I'm sure some of these videos are, you know, sped up a bit to give it a little bit more. But I think right now the only thing, the brain is the AI, right? So right now the only limitations is speed and dexterity. Their ability to pick up a hammer and they'll nail it.
Solve that eventually.
Of course.
I can honestly see a robot like framer, a concrete form. I can see robots doing that.
Dude, I can see robots doing it all. And people are like, oh, no, it's never going to happen.
Robots can't do finished carpentry. Robots can't do fine mosaic tiling.
No, I saw another video of a robot arm doing a human, like a sculpture, like a beautiful Roman sculpture. Okay.
You mean a five-axis CNC?
Like a robot with a machine.
I've seen
with
that a robot for the last 10 years or so.
Is that art?
No, it's a replication of art.
What happens if the AI creates something out of its own unique? Is that art?
It's a replication of art.
But the AI created it.
No, it created it off the reproducing sure. of what history that's is.
Fair.
Everything now, that's from history, that was done originally. It fair. Wasn't a copy of something.
But now let's take the next step forward. The next step forward is the AI with its robotic arm or its robot body, whatever it is, comes up with an idea. I am going to design a painting. Okay. And it's never been done. And they create some artwork. That artwork is going to sell for millions of dollars. It's robot art. It's creativity. It's unique. And that's how they're going to sell it. Is it? I don't think so.
I don't think you'll ever get to the point where it's valuable because you buy a painting or we see a painting in a museum because it was done by somebody of a certain name. It wasn't done by Robot Manny 2.0.
Bitcoin people is 96,000 US right now.
That's a transfer of money. That's a
you can't hold it. You can't see
again,
it.
Again, back to the banking system. It's about eliminating the banking system, right?
Listen, I think it's some crazy shit coming down the
pipeline. I want to see it. Like, how is it applicable if you're an electrician on a job site? Electrician has to drill holes through timber and then feed and cable.
Switch the process, and here we go. Right? Robots, I've seen military, this. I've seen that. This,
yeah. So the roadways, like China's leading in all this stuff. Also Sweden. Sweden has that elevated platform to repave the lower platform, so you're not even stopping traffic.
Are you ready?
Go ahead.
And I'm sure you've seen this one, but this is 158 kilometers.
158 kilometer highway using only drones and robots without any construction workers on site. They used AI drones to scan the highway, capturing detailed imagery to generate a 3D model. Then use that data to help autonomous vehicles for precise road repairs and material use. The vehicles used LiDAR for accurate positioning. The AI was also able to adjust construction work based on weather and traffic. This project was a Chinese company's trial run for AI in road construction. While autonomous vehicles did the main work, humans still played crucial roles, monitoring the process remotely, maintaining the vehicles, and
remotely
emergencies. Will Indian government allow this tech to be operational in India, as it can potentially impact the labor market?
158 kilometers with, let's say, a reduction of 80% of the workforce needed to do it. 24 hours going.
If they're using LiDAR, they don't even need light.
No.
It's sonar, so it's bouncing back.
Yeah, it's what they use for the autonomous vehicles.
See, I tender, I go to the city government, here's my price, and I build it this way, and I've made so much more money, and no accidents.
Will this meet quality control?
We don't know what the road is. That's the other thing, is I haven't seen the finished product either, right? I haven't seen anything that's a finished product of a robot AI applied.
Sure. But here's an example.
I get it. Roadways, but here's an example that, first of all, roadways are rebuilt every so often. They have to be because of wear and tear.
But again, it's an example of how easy in one sector of construction
to replace,
to remove 80% of the workforce. Just like that. Gone. We don't need you. Thank you very much. So construction is split up into multiple sectors. You just start taking out sector by sector, man.
There is one thing in construction that I want to do, and I hope I get invited to doing it one day to see it. I definitely want to see it before the robots take over, is slab cutting in a quarry.
That'd be cool.
I want to see that in person.
Yeah.
That's still using wire diamond cutting.
Depending on what it is, but yeah
I know. I would love to see that. I don't know if that's ever going to get changed by robots. You think that'll get changed by robots?
I think, again,
a laser, it cuts the marble and then it gently brings it. Yeah.
Done. Cushions.
Robots. The laser from the
drones holding it up
from the destroyer of the ship.
Why not?
Just get a laser there.
That thing can blow up all kinds of stuff. You think it can? It's got lasers for everything.
Where was it pointing at?
Dude, I was reading. I don't know. A drone or something.
All I saw was the image of the
ship. And they changed the color on it so it looked more like blue? Star Wars.
Really?
Yeah, no.
They photoshopped?
Wow. Well, it looked like that way, right? But
where was it aiming, L.A.?
Listen, I was reading an article, man, not to sound like a bit of a science nerd here, but these guys are doing teleporting and quantum teleporting and teleporting.
Oh, you cannot.
Manny, they're teleporting light, electrons, from one position to another. It's insane. So I don't know. I don't know where all this is going,
Tyson, man. Tyson was on a clip. I saw that. He goes, the Terminator would never be able to go through with hair because hair is dead.
How's hair dead?
Hair is dead. On the outside, hair is dead.
I don't know.
It's dead. That Terminator would be bald. Because the theory of living tissue can only go through nothing inanimate,
I don't know, man.
So there's a little bit of, but he still appreciated the time.
Again, talk. Science.
What is this? Modular, we all know. The problem is that modular is still looking modular-ish. So it's going to change.
So keep this in mind. We talk about sectors and sectors being displaced, and we talk about robots and we talk about AI. But we have the technology currently right now to change the construction process. And there's obviously groups, corporations, unions, workers, whoever, government, depending around the world, that are against this or are trying to keep it at bay.
Who?
Well, watch this. And then you think about why they're trying to keep it at bay. That clock on the bottom left is hours.
That what?
That timing right there?
Yeah.
That's hours.
That's hours? They built a building.
Watch.
China, right?
Of course.
$200
Can you give me a watch?
Wow. This was all modular. Holy cow. ...24-hour.
...19 days, Manny.
438 hours, 19 days it was built? How many stories?
That's
40?
That's over 40. So, let's look at this on two factors. First, why do we have homelessness when we can build a high-rise building in 19 days?
We know why we have homelessness.
Okay.
You can't launder money by helping the homeless.
Right? That's a good point. Okay. So this building is built in 19 days. That's insane. How many workers were displaced by the technology to build this building in 19 days?
Hundreds.
So here's an example. of a high-rise building that is over 40 stories that can be built in 19 days. So theoretically, or not theoretically, but technically, we can solve the homelessness crisis in 19 days. Just like that.
I'm on your side on that, but I've said it over and over.
Yeah, yeah. No. You got to launder
money with hope.
You have to maintain the problems or create the problems to ensure that you can funnel the money. Yeah, biggest scam ever.
But it's pretty impressive that you can build a structure that high. It's got to be 40 plus in 19 days. Less than a month.
And again, who knows what the finishings are inside? That may be just the envelope. And
maybe AI could actually help finish the LRT.
Any 7 Portuguese robots can finish that LRT, man.
Okay, should be called the LRT AI.
Oh my god. My
kids, again, you can't launder money.
My kids, yeah, that's it. No, you got to keep it going, man.
Keep it going. That's no. It.
But you know, like, this is where we're at.
So, and again, the job, the work is start figuring out robots, start designing robots.
I don't know. The question is how long can we keep this technology at bay if we do, or if we're embracing it? Because China's fully embracing it. All those other countries from our AI podcast that we did last, you know, it's a race to displace workers, right? What did we call that? What did they call it? Robot density. And that's the new metric. What's the robot density for Canada? How quickly is it going up? And where are these workers going after? This is massive, man.
And is robots not even on the radar with our government?
Who knows, man? Those guys are busy. No, I mean,
are they climate change friendly bullshit? How are they climate?
Asking dumb people about their opinions.
So I don't see them talking about it. I don't see them bringing it up.
No,
we should be innovative here. We should be building like these structures. We should be building passive homes here
again
under robots. I'd be totally game for that. Modular, robot, passive.
But this comes back to the point of the construction process. All you have to do is modify the process and you're eliminating jobs. Plumbers, why do I need plumbers? The pipes are already in the wall. Someone just put them there. Someone has to do with the connection.
Just the connections. But fine. The robot can do that.
Who knows? Right? I have the electricians.
So why don't we become leaders? Why don't we start creating projects that we can
actually... I don't know if we should be leaders.
That could be our video.
I don't know if we want to be leaders in this realm, man. What does this mean? I'm a leader, but I fired everybody? Like, great. I see this technology being used to solve problems, like homelessness. That would be great.
It'll never be used for that.
Of course not.
That's a condo right there that you sell for $1 million each, and you make a lot of money because you built it in a month.
Sure.
That's right? What it is.
And then this brings us to the current processes of construction, I guess, also in modular housing. And this is from Canada, August 8th, 2024, how modular housing could speed up construction of much needed homes. But this conversation and this thing has been going on for the last 15, 20 years.
Yeah, I know.
Right? Basically what you're building is portables, just really nice ones.
Yeah, just and pumping them out. That's all.
Right? But there's a big push. There's a push back from the industry on these types of modular. This is why the companies that start these, they go bankrupt, it becomes paperwork, they're buried in red tape and bureaucracy on purpose. They're trying to stop this. The construction industry doesn't want this. But
the government is supporting this.
How?
They keep on putting more and more money into this because they're using the veil that it could be used for military, medical, and also indigenous purposes. So you can start building modular for those three sectors of our country, and the government's pumping a lot of money into this.
All they are is portables.
Right? I get it, but they're putting a lot of money into this. Their contracts are with the government.
Fair.
Beck, Hamilton, same with Farrell, Hamilton. There's a third one in Hamilton. All government funded.
All these battery plants were government funded too. Look at them now.
Yeah, the Windsor one, that's going to be a crash. You're going to see what happens
there. Oh my God.
You're building a plant.
Billions.
You're building a plant with taxpayers, billions of dollars. For an industry that everybody's scaling back. Do you see Porsche? I was so proud of them, eh? So proud of them. They're going to be doing more manual transmission
vehicles. Fantastic,
right? Isn't that fantastic?
Eh? Sure, but
it reduces crime.
Yeah, nobody can steal. Nobody knows how to drive a manual car. Right? But, again, just change the processes. That's all they really have to do. They just have to allow for this and allow for this next one.
I think it's the union that's the biggest...
Wall to my right here.
Lachi?
But instead, it went up in about 6 hours. And it's
that is this a concrete thing? The
right now is piping out concrete.
I'm not a fan of this, eh?
Again, 3D print a house.
I'm not a fan of this. I don't agree with this.
Sure, but this is going to come handy in space.
Oh, in space for
this come handy to build refugee camps,
how's
I guess.
How's that concrete going
to
dry in space?
I have no idea, man. This is special concrete, man. There's a solution for
everything.
You
got to speak to a Portuguese guy to ask him how that concrete is going to dry in space.
You think we have all the answers, man? We can't solve all the problems.
No. We'll give our opinion. That's what it is.
Yeah. He said, no good.
We've never been there, but we'll give our opinion. I'm not a fan of this. I don't... I guess that concrete's fiber meshed?
I have no clue, man. All I know
is... How is that reinforced?
Who knows? There, look. There's some tie wire in there.
They always use the veil of housing shortage, eh?
Yeah, the housing shortage.
They always use that.
It's nice, man.
Like, stop with these fucking buttons.
Hey,
man.
For your safety, we're going to destroy all your rights. Yeah, okay.
We got a lot of listeners in Australia.
So the homelessness problem can always be solved.
I don't know why you keep bringing that up, man.
It's billions of dollars. And as a human in this city, this is a first world country. Seeing all these people on the street is disgusting.
I agree with you.
Not disgusting as humans, like disgusting that we allow it. It's crazy.
First
man.
Of all, you and I are not allowing it. Most of the people that are listening to the show
or
are
accepting
not allowing it.
I guess.
It's the suits in power that are accepting it and allowing it.
Even during this election, I haven't heard anybody talk about homelessness. I haven't heard anybody talk about unemployment.
Because you can't launder money. No. Simple as that. You can't.
$60 billion to build a tunnel. Might as well build an elevator to the moon. Like, come on.
Yeah, as long as you got a Portuguese foreman, you could do that.
It'll get done. That's for sure.
Get done. Robot density. I like that scary word.
Hey, so yeah, robot density right now is 112 per 10K workers in South Korea. They're in the lead. Canada comes down to robot density at 225.
And that's the last few years.
Yeah.
That's got a quadruple in the next 4 years.
Listen, I don't even believe
20%?
That number.
You think 20 or even more in the next 4 years?
In Canada?
No, in China. Or in Korea, I mean. South Korea.
I think South Korea is just going to keep pushing until they replace all the workers.
As a business owner, I can see the value in replacing the human factor. If I'm building widgets, I can see, as a business owner, not as a human being, as a business owner, I can see the value in that.
That window will only stay open and profitable for so long, because as this progresses, people are going to be unemployed or have no money. How the hell am I going to buy a $100,000 car?
I started following this page about antiques in New York, Manhattan.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty cool. I can't remember the page. I'll figure it out what it is, right? And every post he does, he shares a piece of furniture or a piece of something from history, like old school things that are collected over, you know, demos and stuff like that. Robots will never be able to reproduce those.
No. What we're getting is...
That's all human.
A cheap facsimile.
Replication.
Yeah. But you can look at that at design and architecture and stuff. Architecture now compared to architecture 100, 200, 300 years ago and stuff.
Oh, it's disgusting today.
Yeah, no, we're just... Cookie cutter homes and cookie cutter this and cookie cutter society, and it is what it is. And I
so you want all this to stop?
It's
evolution.
I think sooner or later, as humans, we need to draw the line and say, okay, technology is great. It's helped us up to this point. Let's draw some lines here. Let's draw some parameters and let's try to stay within. Like, you know, Google, for example, when they developed, I think it was their AI called Gemini or some other AI. They had it on their website, you know, we are not going to use our AI for military purposes and this and that.
That's horseshit.
Last week, they just removed it. And guess what? They got a military contract,
of course.
And there you go. Right? So these parameters that they say or do, you know, even OpenAI getting sued by Elon Musk and a whole bunch of other people.
How?
I don't know, because something they did, they started it together, and then
he's part of it.
Yeah, there's I don't know enough about it, but
I don't know. I'm still of the fan of, as long as you start putting the accents on the robots,
cultural with the loose joints. Yeah, you know, Manny, and this is why we did the show. We joke about it, and you know, even on site, we joke about it and stuff like that. But this tidal wave is going to be here sooner than most people think. And you know, and even we were talking about earlier, and it comes down to, have robots killed workers?
Yeah, they have, right?
Right. So I did a little Google search. Robot kills workers. Here we go. Industrial robot crushes worker to death as he checks whatever. Tesla robot attacks worker in Austin factory.
I remember that. yeah,
and left them bleeding on the automaker's factory floor 2 years ago. Robot kills man at Volkswagen plant in Germany. Man crushed to death by robot in South Korea. And there's pages and pages of this. How do you investigate that? And don't get me wrong, robots have been in manufacturing for a while. We do have some regulations and standards that deal with workers working in proximity of robots and a variety of other regs, best practices, guidelines, whatever it may be, that applies to robots and how workers are in that vicinity and interaction, et cetera, et cetera. But the bottom line is, man, there's no workers. Who gives a shit about the laws?
Yeah, so you're seeing these articles now, but eventually their purpose
they'll disappear.
Yeah, the human factor will disappear. Yeah, so you won't have robots killing humans anymore.
No, but you won't have workers anywhere. We're going to hang out, just play video games all day? Like, what the hell are we going
to
do?
Like, the unions are dead and buried and just start paying attention to that.
Right, and this is why they fight back. This is why they fight back on any initiative that is going to jeopardize jobs. Right? So the unions may be the last line of defense when it comes to preventing AI, protecting workers' rights, data privacy collection, robots, robot density. You know, I'm sure there's a few factors pushing against that number of robot density. We don't want it, right? And then there's factors on the opposite side that are pushing for it. So you have this thing happening right now where you got, you know, big corporations and really cool, innovative things and solutions to maximize production. And slowly the corporations start, right? Oh, what? My shareholders are going to love this.
That's what I'm saying, as a business. But I wouldn't be surprised if the union actually started a robot union.
How are they going to collect money? I don't know. They might have to pivot.
How does this country collect so much money from its citizens? We still are dumbfounded by that. Yeah. April 1st, everybody pay attention.
Well, what's going to happen there with tax collection?
20%.
If we're getting 57% hit right now, like, what's going to happen there? I have no idea, man.
You're fucking causing nightmares, Phil.
Simple well, that, hey, man. Listen.
This is scary as shit.
We shouldn't be scared, but we should definitely, every once in a while, take stock of where we're at.
Yeah.
And see which direction this is going.
I think, you know, a few years ago, lots of people in construction were saying, I'll never be replaced. I think that statement is dead. It's a matter of time.
I think humans is just a matter of time for that word never in every scenario.
Especially high rise. If you can build a high rise just like that, if you start taking cues days. From the China, yeah, you start building it that way, then guess what? You're being replaced.
Easily.
So now you're tendering and now you got a project and the government gives you all development. Everything's all good to go. You start building. You got a builder and you're like, we've got a 10% workforce here, 90% automation. You've been replaced.
I get it. And there'll be some more niche projects and, you know, workers will shift. But again, if you build a high rise like that, and it takes 19 days. Dude, that's let's say at least a 60% reduction in the workforce required to build that building.
No injuries. And more profit.
Oh, but you'll still have some workers there, et cetera, et cetera. But again,
remote.
Let's say it takes 1,000 workers to build one high-rise building. Now it's only going to take 200 workers.
You make more money.
Well, yeah, everyone's saving money.
It's about right? money in the end. Every project's about
Unfortunately,
money.
Unfortunately, that's what it comes down to. Money. This all comes down to money, right? And they'll mask it a couple different ways and veil it for safety. We're going to put the robots here to ensure that you don't die.
They'll use that as an argument.
Of course they will. That's how they convince us to do all kinds of crazy things.
I know.
You know, Trump is bad. Russia is bad. Everything is bad. Oh, but these things are good and that's great and this is going to help you. When they start telling me things are good and great and they're going to help me, that's where I really start.
I've never listened to the government. I never will listen to the government because I'm a traitor. All right.
You are a traitor, man.
We got to get out of here. No? Anything else?
I think we're good, man. I think we're good.
That was a great presentation, man. Same with the other show, too.
Well, hey, listen, I think it's one of these issues that that we need to discuss, I guess.
Let's make our own robot.
Bro, my robot, if I was to make it, would be sick. It'd be awesome. And you know what, Manny? I'd put a machine gun on it.
No, you put an SDS. You get a drill or you interchangeable arms with different guns on it. SDS, drill driver, impact, chisel, all kinds of stuff, man. You get Makita on board. Why is it Makita? All these other brands.
We haven't even talked about cyborgs. RoboCop. right?
Part that's man, what I'm saying, the humanoid.
Part machine.
Yeah, humanoid. That I don't know if that's going to be a reality.
Well, it's already a reality. Elon Musk with this whole brain chip implanting control.
Neuralink?
This. Yeah, these guys are controlling computers through their brains without moving their hands.
Okay, that's great for people that are paralyzed, people that are blind, people. That's great for that stuff. But we know that once you open up that Pandora's box, where it goes from
but
there.
Then you start going, but listen, Manny, $6 million men. That's what it comes down
to.
We're
making a remake of that. It's supposed to be $6 billion man now.
Oh, yeah. Well, so
$6 million, what would you get?
Inflation.
What would you get with a $6 million man today?
Oh, my God. You get
a trance.
Stop, man.
Right here. You're listening to Safety Corner, powered by TCL and S1. For workers, by workers. Online and in-person health and safety programs and training available in 10-plus languages. Reach out to them at www.mys1.com. and DM them at my_S1 for more information.